The debrief. Kid-sized chairs, grown-up talk. The particular intimacy of two people who survived the same room together, folded into furniture built for six-year-olds. You fold yourself into a chair scaled for a six-year-old, knees somewhere near your ears, and split whatever's left in the bottle with the one other person who understands exactly what tonight cost. Conference by conference, you tally the damage, the parent who cried, the one who didn't show, the one who somehow blamed you for a grade their kid earned fair and square. Nobody outside this room would fully get why this counts as a good night. You do. This is connection built in the trenches, the kind that doesn't need explaining because it was earned shift by shift. Whoever's in the chair next to you tonight, work through it together. The load was always going to be too heavy for one person's shoulders, and tonight you don't have to carry it alone. What may cross your path? You'll debrief a hard interaction with someone who was actually there for it and feel instantly lighter. Two people will trade the same story from two different angles and both come away validated. A shared, slightly absurd inconvenience, a broken chair, a locked door, a stuck vending machine, becomes an inside joke. You'll say the quiet part out loud to a colleague and get an immediate, unguarded same in return. Find your person for tonight's version of this and actually sit down with them. The debrief is half the recovery. Your mantra, I don't have to carry tonight alone.